Welcome to this CINCOM podcast on customer experience in the contact center. First, let's look at some eye-opening statistics. More than $46 billion was spent on CRM systems to help institutions get closer to customers. Yet Gartner Research estimates 55% of all CRM programs actually drive customers away and dilute earnings. So what we see is diluted brand loyalty, which has not improved but has declined overall by 25%. And do you think a satisfied customer is a loyal customer? Wrong. Studies show that a full 80% of customers who switch suppliers actually express satisfaction with their previous supplier, yet they switched. Why? Because customer satisfaction is just not enough. But here's the good news. Good brand experiences can increase customer loyalty by 33%. Yes, companies that are able to create great customer experiences have truly loyal customers that can't imagine doing business with anyone else. In fact, these advocates can't stop telling their friends and colleagues about you. In this podcast, we'll explore the impact of optimizing the entire experience for customers across all point of interactions and in all activities, but especially in the contact center. Based on the CINCOM white paper and webcast, Customer Experience Happens in the Contact Center, this podcast is entwined with insights from leading customer experience management expert Sean Smith. Smith and his group, Sean Smith & Company, have helped world-class enterprises reorientate their priorities and strategies towards delivering memorable experiences that turn customers into advocates. To access this white paper and the one-hour webcast with guest speaker Sean Smith, visit www.cincom.com/webcast. Now stay tuned for the podcast. Most contact center leaders are battle-tested enough to know that each and every customer interaction is a test of the service organization as a whole. But not everyone realizes that each and every customer touch is a test of the entire brand and its promise to that customer. When your brand goes on trial, you must deliver the kind of experience that transcends the ordinary and everyday and reaffirms the company's entire brand premise. In the contact center, the front line of so many businesses, revenue is made and lost every day, not on price or performance, but by the quality of the customer experience. Managing the customer experience is a complex undertaking that requires strategic choices to be made, new competencies to be developed, and management's will to execute, says Sean Smith, customer experience expert of Sean Smith & Company. Smith cites four criteria that are the basis for any solid, sustainable customer experience management effort. A positive managed customer experience must be consistent, intentional, differentiated, and valuable. Meeting them head-on is critical if the customer experience is truly a top priority. Let's examine the significance of each of these four components. The first component, consistent. Consistency is the hallmark of organizations as high-tech as Amazon, whose shopping cart interface has become the web standard, and as everyday as McDonald's, where replicable taste and process is the fundamental strength of the business. In the contact center, consistency hinges on the organization's ability to know everything relevant about the customer, regardless of the contact channel or the agent handling the interaction. Consistency at the agent level requires being able to identify and anticipate the needs and interests of a customer, and to make sure the right steps are taken every time to satisfy those requirements in a timely, predictable manner, and in a way that is on brand. Inconsistencies and misses will dampen the experience and the returns from that customer. But just as McDonald's has found, consistency is no longer enough. The second component is intentional. The contact center must be able to clearly articulate and understand the customer experience it is trying to create and preserve in order to carry it out. Furthermore, the procedures and policies of that service organization must be specifically geared toward meeting the needs of the customer and, by extension, gratifying the customer experience. That is the failure of many CRM implementations. Management assumes that technology will drive the customer experience, whereas, in fact, the opposite should be true. The customer experience must be designed first with the framework of the brand strategy, and then implemented throughout the organization. Calculated intention can be expressed as a way of using channels that serve a clear purpose and deliver clear value to both the customer and the company. For example, ATMs have been a successful and intentional part of the banking experience for decades. Differentiated is the third component. Simply put, if your customers cannot discriminate between the experiences they achieve with your company and those of a competitor, your customers won't distinguish. The experience you deliver to your customers must produce an emotional connection on some level that no other organization can do quite the same thing for its customers as you can. Skeptics may believe that customer loyalty is based entirely on issues of product and pricing, but such an assumption misses the entire point. If Harley-Davidson treated its customers like a faceless quick lube shop treats its clients, that is, as an anonymous assembly line of vehicles and owners, it would not be the brand and customer experience standout it is today. No organization can afford sameness in its customer experience unless it is happy to allow price to become the determining factor. The fourth and final component is valuable. In a sense, this is the validating step after the first three directives have been considered. Once a consistent, intentional, and differentiated strategy is devised, the question must be asked, will implementing this strategy produce value for both the company and the target customer base? For example, First Direct, an online UK bank with 1.2 million customers, wins a new customer every 6 seconds. The bank spoke to their more loyal customers and asked them what they valued most about First Direct. The research identified that being able to engage with a real person was an important driver of satisfaction. As a result, First Direct's advertising agency created an ad that featured a customer speaking on her experience of calling First Direct and getting through to a real person any time of the day or night and getting the kind of help that most call centers can only dream of. The ad's engaging message and apparent empathy struck a chord with the target customers. Customers have become its biggest advocates because of the value they receive. And by value, we're not talking here about relative price, but the whole experience they have of the brand. Perhaps it's no coincidence that 36% of First Direct's customers come to them through referral. When you deliver on all four components, you create an experience so positively powerful that it burns a memory of your company's brand into your customer's mind. These customers become your biggest advocates. They can't wait to return for more, and they'll bring their friends and colleagues along. We hope this podcast has offered some new insights today. To learn more about delivering outstanding customer experiences with real business impact, go to www.syncom.com/webcast. There you'll find a lively on-demand presentation as Sean Smith presents breakthrough ideas to deliver the perfect customer experience. You'll learn the technique that top companies utilize to develop ideas that serve their customers' needs. You'll also be able to download the white paper, Customer Experience Happens in the Contact Center, with insights from Sean Smith. Again, you'll find both the webcast and the white paper at www.syncom.com/webcast.